Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. Good morning to all of you, and a very, very special welcome to those who are celebrating their anniversaries of marriage, 25 years, 50 years, and even beyond 50 years. It's a great joy to see so many of you here today, and we thank you for your commitment to Christ, to the Church, and to one another in a covenant of love. And so we recognize you and celebrate your life and your marriage today. And now, sisters and brothers, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd, leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling place to you, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "If someone has on his skin a scab or pustule or blotch, which appears to be the sore of leprosy, he shall be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of the priests among his descendants. If the man is leprous and unclean, the priest shall declare him unclean by reason of the sore on his head. The one who bears the sore of leprosy shall keep his garments rent and his head bare, and shall muffle his beard. He shall cry out, 'Unclean, unclean!' As long as the sore is on him, he shall declare himself unclean, since he is, in fact, unclean. He shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp." The word of the Lord.
I turn to you. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Avoid giving offense, whether to the Jews or Greeks or the Church of God. Just as I tried to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit, but that of the many, that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O
A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
If you will to do so, you can heal me. And Jesus took pity on him. The simple prayer of the leper in the gospel today moved Jesus to pity him, and to say, I do will it. Perhaps many of us underestimate the power of simple prayer, a simple request. But in the leper's case, it was a deeply felt need to be healed. And he simply turned to the one whom he knew could do something, and it happened. An age that is weak in faith needs to relearn these simple lessons of the gospel, these simple realities of prayer. If you will it, you can, whatever I need, be healed from whatever. So oftentimes we make our life with Christ something very complex, something unmanageable. The continual building up of many, many prayers and devotions, which are all beautiful, but it also needs to come down to the simplicity of relationship with Christ, with a friendship with Christ. I call you my friends. That is what Jesus reminds us today, also as we celebrate this World Day of Marriage. In your own marriages, those of you who are celebrating anniversaries and those of you who are married, you know that there are many times those needs kind of welled up in your heart and your life, and you simply together or individually said, Lord, if you can help me now, help me. Do for me, do for us, do for our family. This is what Jesus wants of us as his friends, that we simply turn to him, the one who can do all things. Today we want to recognize significant anniversaries of those who are celebrating their anniversaries during this year, those who are celebrating 25 years, 50 years, and, as you'll hear later, more than 50 years. St. Thomas Aquinas once said that after the love that unites us to God, married love is the greatest form of friendship. Many of you who are married, I'm sure, can say that you are with your best friend. It is the best form of friendship. Each of you began that friendship with one another by being mutually attracted to one another. And perhaps today some of you sit back and say, I really don't know what I saw in you. But do you remember how you met? I'm sure you do. My parents met on an ice rink in Houston. My dad always said that he and his friend had a race from one end of the ice track to the other. Whoever won was to be able to approach the blonde and ask her for a date, and the other would get the brunette. My dad lost the race, but he won his future bride, my mother. Always remember how you met. Those are moments of God that we can easily write off as a human experience. But somehow in God's eternal plan and God's eternal mind, he brought you together, maybe through a quirk, maybe through a friend, maybe on an ice rink. It is all part of God's plans. And as your friendship grew, as you got to know each other, you took that step to be engaged and ask each other to marry one another. And perhaps in some of your times, to go ask Dad. You began a life that was risky. You began to take risks, moving from a secure life, the life of your own family, the life of what you knew, of your personal individuality, to be able to make decisions that only affected yourself. You took the risk to leave a life of self-determination in order to enter into a communal way of life, a life of communion and unity with one another. And you began to discover over time something that is at the very heart of love, and what is the greatest expression of love. You learned that you had to die to yourself in order to embrace the other, in order to rise as a couple and become one. You had to die to your own selfishness. You had to die to your own spending habits. You had to die to your own privacy, etc., etc., etc. You had to die. Something in you had to die, whether you were aware of it or not. But the result of that dying was a new life together, a life of joy. And you began a journey, whether again knowing or unknowing, of crucified love, in which the glory of a purified love of resurrection would emerge. Marriage and friendship are in themselves a mystery. And there is a mystery within the mystery of love, of marriage, of friendship. And that is the mystery that binds man and woman together by the Holy Spirit in a bond that is unbreakable, a covenant. It is life-giving. Your covenant of marriage images and is the picture of the same love that Jesus Christ has for his body, the church, that he gave himself on the cross. You, as St. Paul reminds us, are an image of that same bond, that same covenant that Jesus experienced on earth. He gave his life for us, his body, the church. You, as husband and wife, in a unique way with your family, image that self-giving, dying love, which is resurrection. And I want to thank you today in a very special way for your witness, all of you who are married, for the witness that you give in this covenant of committed love. And I'm sure you have also learned that in the most fragile moments of your life together, that you have passed through the test of time, that you have been strengthened by those fragile moments, that you have found a new understanding of yourself and one another through the difficult times of life. You have been strengthened by the crosses you have borne in your marriage. In the marriage, then, you have participated in the mystery of mysteries, which we call the Paschal mystery, dying and rising, discovering your weakness and new strength, discovering what you had to let go of and the new life you find. This is the pattern of human life that everyone goes through, dying and rising. Sorrow and sadness, new joy and new happiness. This is life. And this is what makes us grow. This is what makes us real. Because this is the pattern of life that Jesus himself showed us in his own mysterious time here on earth. And St. Paul reminds us that if we die with him, we shall rise with him. That is an assurance. If we die well with him, let go of our selfishness, let go of our inability to say, I'm sorry, and rise to a new way of reconciliation and forgiveness. The sacrament of marriage then witnesses to the central mystery of Jesus. Yes, you have and you will continue to experience crosses in so many ways in your life. But today and on your anniversary every year, give thanks for the grace that God has given you to be faithful. And give thanks that you have been found worthy to share in the Paschal mystery of Jesus, that you have been able through experience to understand that when there is a cross, there will be a resurrection. When there is death, there will be life. That, sisters and brothers, is what hope is all about. We cannot die under the weight of a cross in our personal lives, because hope tells us there's more to life. There is resurrection in life. The crosses of life are not there to weigh us down and crush us. They are to strengthen us in the love of God, and especially at the times we need it the most. We are preparing now to celebrate the Eucharist, the real presence of Christ among us today. And he invites you to continue finding in him the source of life, the source of love. And as we hear those words and remember the words of Jesus in that moment, the night before he died, these will be the words that sustain us in life. This is my body given up for you. This is my blood shed for you. This reminds you, as married couples, to give the best you have to one another, to not give what is left over, to not give what is second hand, but to give what is best of yourself, the best smile, the best word of encouragement, the best hug, the best kiss, the best everything that you have. This is what gives you life and will sustain you. And it will remind you what love really is. You will find that you have within you a love that is patient, a love that is kind, a love that is never jealous, nor pompous, nor inflated, a love that is never rude to one another, a love that never is self-seeking or quick-tempered, a love that does not brood over the injuries inflicted by the other, a love that does not rejoice over the wrongdoings of the other, but a love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and a love that can endure everything. This is the love that God has poured into your hearts by his grace, and that you have committed yourself to in a covenant on the day of your marriage. And let us remember, above all, in all of our lives, love never fails. Love will not fail you, and God's love will not fail any of us. As we now prepare for the season of Lent, I ask you, as married couples, as families throughout the diocese, to practice four things as families. Family prayer. If you simply took a part of the scriptures every night around the supper table, read a passage of scripture together, or pray the rosary together as a family. Secondly, take time to listen to one another, not in passing, but in sitting down face to face, heart to heart, listening to the joys and the sorrows of the day. Third, as you share the table of the Lord together here at Mass, there is this practice called sharing meals together in your homes. My father would never allow us to be gone for the family meal in the evening, even if we had to sit 5 minutes before we had to leave for the ball game in high school. We had to sit and look at one another at the table. And fourth, never, ever grow tired of saying, "I am sorry." And on top of that, always anticipate, be the first in your marriage, in your family life, to simply say, "I love you." And now we're going to recognize, there's so many of you, but we'll recognize you by numbers of years of marriage. For those of you who are celebrating 25 years of marriage within this year or last year, whenever your anniversary was, if you would please stand. and be recognized by the congregation. Congratulations to you. Thank you. You can be seated so the others can be seen. They're in front of you. So those of you who are celebrating 50 years, please stand. Thank you. And I don't know if they're here, but there are some celebrating between 51 and 59 years. If any of you are here, could you please stand? Congratulations to you. Congratulations. And the big prize, we have Luis and Edna Corona. I don't know if they're here, but 60 years. There they are. Good. Congratulations. Congratulations to all of you, and if you'll now please stand, we'll offer a prayer over you, those who are married, those who are celebrating. Almighty and eternal God, you blessed the union of married couples so that they might reflect the union of Christ with his church. Look with kindness upon these couples gathered here today. Renew their marriage covenant, increase your love in them, and strengthen their bond of peace so that with their children they may always rejoice in the gift of the blessing of married life. Through Christ our Lord. And may Almighty God bless you on this special time of your life. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Congratulations. Together now, brothers and sisters, let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. And on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear friends, now as we approach the altar of the Eucharist with appreciation for our many blessings, we offer our prayers, a petition for the world and for ourselves.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, our Bishop Michael, our priest, and all who have served as ministers of the gospel, may God grant them joy and faithfulness as they proclaim the gospel message. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in leadership positions throughout the world, may they turn to the Holy Spirit for guidance and wisdom. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are ill or homebound, may they be uplifted and comforted by God's grace and the compassion of others. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for all married couples, that they will recommit themselves to further prayer so as to grow in greater love and holiness, and that their lives will be models of the love between Christ and His church. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For families in our parish communities, may the teaching of Jesus in Scripture and participation in the holy sacrifice of the Mass make them stronger and more faith-filled. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for those who have died in a special way, Joseph P. Mueller, Sarita Kennedy East, Frank Garza Jr., Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Oralia Garcia, Isadora Sanchez, and Antonia Garcia. May they find themselves in the loving arms of our Lord. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for those intentions, we now offer in the silence of our hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Almighty Father, through your Son, you touch our lives. We reach out to him again today, to you, to offer these prayers and the prayers of our hearts. We ask everything through Christ our Lord.
Please join in number 593, number 593.
Thank you.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this oblation, O Lord, we pray, cleanse and renew us, and may it become for those who do your will the source of eternal reward. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you laid the foundation of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made and forever to praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with angels we praise you, and in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. In giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help.
May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another the sign of peace. Peace. James, thank you. Peace. Peace be with you.
Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.